1 Corinthians 9:22. To the weak became as I weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen ye weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Psalm 41:1. Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Time and time again in the Bible, the Lord is telling us to consider the weak. Why is that? And what does that mean? It could mean a lot of things. But let's read through 1 Corinthians 8:1-13. Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many, and lords many, but to us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But meat commandeth us not to God, for neither if we eat meat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee which hath knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered unto idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died? But when ye sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. That was a very long passage, but this passage that was read is basically just saying, if you have a brother that is not as strong or as knowledgeable in Christ as you, and you sit at the table and eat the meat that was offered unto idols, this is saying that your brethren could look at you, who in their eyes are very close to God and very knowledgeable, eat this meat that was offered unto idols. This is not just talking about meat. It's more than just that. This is talking about being an example to others, especially people that you are witnessing to. There's another scenario that I had to actually learn myself. And it's funny because my wife was the one that actually brought attention to it. When I was younger, I was, you could say, into the supernatural. I didn't necessarily like to ghost hunt or go searching for demons, but I did watch horror films and scary movies and videos that had ghost sightings and people that would ghost hunt. Anything you could think of, I would, you know, I used to watch. And my wife, she had a very interesting take on it.
For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Bible specifically tells us that we are not given a spirit of fear. So when we entertain that spirit of fear through multimedia such as movies, books, social media posts, TV shows, that are designed specifically to make us afraid, that is inviting the spirit of fear into our lives, and we have not been given a spirit of fear, so we should not seek out the spirit of fear. It is not in God's plan for us, and it is not all in good fun. There are major spiritual ramifications that happen when you're continuously opening yourself up to that kind of demonic fear, because that's precisely what it is. It's a demonic tool from Satan that he uses in order to get our minds away from God and away from how he truly wants us to live, which is with power and love and to have a sound mind.
We have to remember what others are seeing us as. My grandfather has told me that we cannot go on in this world thinking that we are not examples. Whether we view ourselves as leaders or not, we are, because people are watching. Deuteronomy 14:2, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth." God's called us to be a peculiar people, and the word peculiar means strange or unusual. And that might seem odd, but we are called to be set apart and not be like the rest of this world. So yeah, we would be looked at as strange or unusual or odd or different. So we must be careful on what we do, because people are watching all the time. And this also covers the common phrase as, "I'm not convicted by that." Those issues can cause others to fall. We live in a self-centered society, and as believers, we cannot be self-centered. We have to have consideration for our brethren and be aware of our actions so we don't become stumbling blocks, intentionally or unintentionally. We must be considerate for those around us in order to be an effective witness for the kingdom.